moment when you feel like you can't talk yourself out of wanting it. You don't talk yourself out of wanting it. Like, I would just sit there and be like, I'm going to want the fuck out of this. But why did I plan not to have it to begin with? I would have that conversation. I'd quit expecting to quit wanting it. I'd start expecting myself to be like, yeah, of course I want it. But you've got to have a lot of this conversation outside of the moment. Like, in the moment, you've got to be willing to slow it down. You got to, like, ask yourself, like, if you normally eat like an asshole on Saturday night, then you know what on Wednesday morning you need to be doing? Thinking, visualizing, like, going through your brain as to what's going to happen on Saturday night. I'm going to want it really bad. I'm going to want to override every piece of good common sense I've got. It's going to happen fast. All these things. So if I don't want that to happen and all I want is some basic, I feel denied, then be honest. Like, all right, I'm going to feel denied because I know in my head I am saying no in the moment that I really want it. But you get to lessen the temperature. You don't have to sit there and allow yourself to tell yourself bullshit and just say, like, you know, sometimes it's not fun to sit and watch other people eat. And it's not fun to sit and watch other people eat, not because of the circumstance of watching or the action. You know why it's not fun? Because I'm thinking something that makes this unfun. That's it. You don't have to have a good time in the moment, but you need to at least be aware that not having something isn't what makes you feel bad. Not having something is the circumstance, y'all. And then you have thoughts and feelings about not having it, that either your action line is going to be eat or not eat. That's it. So, like, you have to get to the point where you're just willing to be truthful and honest with yourself. A lot of you, the hardest part of the weight loss is you're lying to yourself all the time. I can't have this. It's unfair. My weight will never come off. This is taking too long. All of that is a lot of lying that you allow yourself and will argue with me that's true. I'm like, none of that's true. It's a miserable load of shit you repeat all the time and then go to work on figuring out how to make it true and then argue with me that it is and that you should be in immense pain. Like, that part sucks. Stop doing that part. Like, just tell yourself the truth. I did not plan for this. When I got here, yes, other people are going to be eating things. And you know what? If I have a shitty experience around it, it's because I am thinking shitty things. If I feel terrible, it's because I am choosing terrible thoughts. If I'm nervous, I am having thoughts that make me nervous. Like, for most of you, before you even get to the point to where you have, like, new thoughts that make you feel good, be in the phase of honesty. It's amazing to me how hard it is for a lot of you just to be honest with yourself. That's why I don't want you guys going to intentional models. Your intentional model, number one, for a lot of you with the same kinds of excuses and justifications, the feeling should be honesty. Because you think, if it was all easy, then I would just lose weight. That's not the way life is. I'm just going to say it's not. It's like if you have hopes, dreams, and goals and you're wanting to do something you've never been able to do before, you have to work. It's not all perfect and it doesn't all feel good. For some reason, I want you to think about everything you've done in your life, whether you've gone out and gotten a new job, you like have a baby. Like, think about just all the things that we do in life. There's not one place where we sit around and think it's all supposed to be perfect and easy, except when it comes to weight loss. Every single time it's hard or whatever, we think something's gone wrong. It's like nobody has a newborn and then is like, what happened? This thing cries? What? Nobody told me that part. You mean these things get sick? Sometimes they grow up and don't like you much and through the middle years? Holy fuck. No. So what we do is, but we do this with our weight loss. We're like, nobody told me that when I stop eating at 8 o'clock every night, that I might freak out. Of course you're going to freak out. But the problem is that you guys believe the freak out and think you need to not be freaking out in order to be successful, rather than like, I'm freaking out because I'm learning the conversations that I have with myself. The only thing that's going wrong here right now is I haven't identified how I speak to myself. And once I identify how I speak to myself, I can start telling myself the truth. Then once I'm really good at telling myself the truth, then I get to work on more lush thoughts while the whole time I've been collecting wins.